Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. What would you call a vast expanse of finely groomed turf, punctuated by groupings of well-maintained trees free of unwieldy tangles of vegetative undergrowth?
In one sense, it's kind of an ecological desert, at least for grassland birds.
Such as quail. Robert Perez is a state quail biologist.
There are huge areas of the state where we just don't have quail anymore. They've declined over the past 30-plus years, and it's not an issue of weather year to year that's going to make those populations come back. It's the issue of habitat.
Viable populations of quail can no longer be found in the Houston area, the Blackland Prairie region, and East Texas.
In the 40s, East Texas was probably the quail region of the state, back when land use practices were far different. But as time went on and technology changed and farms went out and coastal Bermuda came in, the landscape changed, and it was something that was not considered to be quail habitat. Now you'd be hard-pressed to find very many quail in East Texas. They're pretty much an uncommon bird, as they are in the rest of the southeastern United States.
Tomorrow, the Texas Quail Initiative. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Joel Block engineers our program. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our show and provides funding for the Private Lands and Habitat Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.